brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us today, folks. The third hour of the Alex Jones Show coming your way on Genesis Communications Network. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones today. One more hour to go. We'll keep the phone lines open. No guest, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Got a lot of news to go over. We'll do that, but we'll take a few more of your calls in the meantime. Speaking with Torrin Wolf on the line from Texas here. Torrin, I try to give you a little bit of introduction here, but I know you called in for something, so you got the floor, buddy.
Well, thanks a lot, Jack. I do appreciate it. Anybody who's been listening to the presentations that I've been doing knows that I have a background, a very significant background, specifically in hazardous materials. I was a hazardous materials consultant, licensed as an asbestos consultant here in the state of Texas for 12 years. And while I was putting together my final points on a PowerPoint that I'm going to be doing this weekend, I just decided that I wanted to go ahead and get the EPA's actual dates that they started doing their testing, because we knew that the EPA had said on September 13th, Christine Todd Whitman had stood up there and said, okay, it's safe to go back into Manhattan, you know, go about your business. Well, I went ahead and I logged on to EPA.gov, and anybody can do this. EPA.gov, I typed in 9/11 result in their little search engine, and I actually downloaded the EPA's actual data set for their asbestos sampling. They did not begin asbestos sampling until 8 p.m., that is 2000 hours, on September 14th, 2000.
So they give the alert that you can go back into the city, and that's an important point to make, Torrin, because they're not just talking about the rescue workers. They're talking about people that got out of the city. It's now safe to go back, go shopping, but they hadn't actually even begun to do any type of analysis on this, although I'm sure they were aware of what the possibilities were, until the day after they made that announcement.
Well, yeah, that's actually the most interesting thing, is that they had absolutely no proof. And in a hazardous material situation, until you can prove that the area is safe, it is considered unsafe. That's federal law.
So do you think it's conscience-shocking for them to have told everybody to go back in and it was safe to go in? I mean, that's what the courts ruled, that it wasn't conscience-shocking. And
well, if you don't have a conscience, no.
Yeah, exactly. But that was my point.
If you're willing to you know, sell your soul for anything, I guess not. I about came unglued. I actually called my wife from upstairs saying, you're not going to believe what I just caught these people in.
Yeah.
And I was kind of surprised that nobody had grabbed this.
Well, you know what? It's also interesting that the ruling seems to come into conjunction. We just had a caller call in, and they announced that Rosie O'Donnell on Network TV on The View was going to tackle this subject. We have been talking about this quite a bit in the last 6 months, and it almost seems like it was fired at us to keep us quiet about all of this, or to refute the information they know is going to continually come out, which by the way, resonates with the victims. They don't want to see something we do identifying and resonating with the victims of 9/11 and the families of 9/11 that probably look to the government, mom and dad government, to protect them, and of course were let down once again as they were in Katrina.
I wholeheartedly agree, and I'll tell you, as one of the things that I've always tried to stay focused on is the human element, not just the raw emotion that is just, it's just obviously there. But in addition to the science, which is, you know, 2 + 2 = 4, folks, I'm sorry. That's science. But the human element is much, much more important to me than somebody's opinion. And what I did last night is I downloaded all of the names of the World Trade Center victims, every single one of them. Mm-hmm. I've got a pretty high-speed computer, and it completely overloaded my buffers on my $3,000 computer system.
Hold on for 1 second. I'll give you another minute on the other side. We've got to go to more calls and more news. The Alex Jones Show, folks. Stay tuned. Infowars.com.
I'm going to leave you.
It's year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Mary Bell in Texas. Fred in Philly. Don in Tennessee. Rick in Tennessee. We're going to get to everybody today, this Monday. This is the Alex Jones Show. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. We have Torrin Wolf on the line, who... He's an amazing individual. We met him over here for the Rebuilding America's Census Conference by the Project for New American Citizen, and we're lucky to have him here in Austin, Texas, a combat veteran, fought the hard fight in Iraq, and he's one of the troops that we certainly support. He's done some great research. Torrin, I just wanted to give you a minute to finish up, and if you're giving a presentation somewhere, you're more than welcome to plug it.
Well, I do appreciate that very much. The presentation is actually kind of for private groups, but I'm going to be doing it here public in the next couple of weeks. One thing that I wanted to throw out as a point of honor is that Michelle with Austin 911truthnow.org, she actually gave me a new nickname. She said that I am the first sergeant of 911 Truth.
Okay.
I think that's...
I'm not going to argue with that, and seeing how big you are, I'm not going to argue with just about anything you say, Torrin, to be honest. I'm glad you're on my side, brother. I'll tell you that now.
I'm definitely on your side. As long as you're on the side of the truth, there is absolutely nothing that you're not going to cross swords with. That's the other thing that I wanted to say real quick is that you said that I had a lot to lose. Well, the fact is that they can't take anything from me because I've got the truth, period, stone cold.
Attaboy.
You want to take my freedom, you can take my freedom, and you can lock me up, but the truth is still there.
That's right, and because millions of people now have that same attitude, these rats are scurrying to run to jump off the ship and figure out a way around all this. Well, you keep up the good fight, brother, and we got your back. I know you got ours. Thanks for the call today. Mary Bell in Texas. Mary Bell, thank you for joining us. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi, this is my first time calling. Thanks for taking it. I have a question. I'm a homeschool parent, and I wanted to know if you could comment on this. Do you remember after 9/11, sometime after that, Michelle Milken had written an article on how a school, I do not remember the citation, but it's on her site somewhere, where a school was practicing drills, teaching little children, let's protect ourselves. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and they said, and they used homeschoolers as the potential terrorists. Of course, yes. Michelle Milken, well, I probably couldn't say on a radio show such as this what I really think of her, but she's done some hit pieces on me, and she is certainly working for the establishment order. In fact, she wrote a book, as you know, about putting people in camps and internment camps here in the United States. So she is really a vampire, isn't she?
Yeah,
homeschoolers are the problem. Isn't that right? I know a lot of people who homeschool like yourself, and you can comment on this, and they are the best, the truest, the most honest people, the most educated kids, the best behaved kids you'll find anywhere, bar none.
So, Jack, do you have a comment? Do you think, is there a reason why we're being targeted? Is this going to be seen more?
Hey, man, I saw a Law and Order episode about 2 years ago where it was the exact same thing. There were terrorists, they were homeschoolers, because they want to be your parents. They want the government to be your parents. They want to put you in these government indoctrination centers, which are ruled by the United Nations and UNESCO and the Carnegie Endowment or the Carnegie Institute, the Carnegie Foundation. They help print the books, okay? And they want people in that system. And that is, by the way, comes right out of Russia. And I really highly advise anybody who's interested in education to read Charlotte Isserby's great book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She also has free downloads at deliberatedumbingdown.com. She has the document. She was, I believe, the deputy secretary of education under Ronald Reagan, and she will flesh that out for you, and you'll find out exactly why they're doing it. But good for you.
Okay, yeah, I like her. I have her book. I know her, and I just want other homeschoolers to tune into this radio. So if you do cover any issues revolving around that, I'm sure they would be really.
Well, you know, the funny thing is I've tried to cover this issue again and again and again, and I usually contact the big homeschooling organizations out there who are organized to put out newsletters and give information to people like yourself, people like myself. I'm homeschooling my child as well. And I've found that they are scared to death of people like me. They either don't want to come on the show, they don't want to answer questions. So I think we also have to be aware of the controlled opposition within the homeschooling apparatus, and we've just got to go out on our own and do it on our own and do it without any help from the government. But we'll try to do as much on that as we can. Mary Bell, I'm glad you called in for the first time. I hope you call back, okay?
Thank you.
Keep the faith. Let's go to Fred in Philly. Fred, thank you for calling in. Always good to hear from you, Fred. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hi. I want to talk about, did you know that the Homeland Security Department wants to take over the domain name system and be able to trace any internet site that's established?
Well, they can do that already, of course. They want to do it legally. That's what you're talking about.
Well, no, but they want to. Right now, there's a certain method that allows anonymity in starting an internet site.
In theory, it allows anonymity, but this is like coming out, you know, a year ago, and maybe Democrats or Daily Kos or something saying that the government's monitoring us and wiretapping us. They've been doing this for years. They're trying to find a way to legally do it, to put it out front so everybody knows it's going on, and more importantly, to condition and scare people to be afraid to go on the internet and do research and to talk to other people. So that's what I think you're talking about. I did read the story, by the way.
Okay. The other thing, it's an important story. I think I still need to be define exactly what they want. The other thing is National Intelligence Director wants a big boost in and a change in FISA. It's going to involve warrants that stem from that, and it's also going to involve more. I didn't realize this, Jack, but FISA is available to the general government. It's not just, let's say, only the CIA can use FISA. or
no, that is
military
that's,
intelligence.
Sure, that's true. Yes. And the problem is that they skirted FISA, even if that, this is, I believe, an organization that was set up by Jimmy Carter and the Trilateral Commission, but whatever. The problem isn't, I mean, that's bad in itself. That's a problem
it's
in itself.
Fake
if FISA can authorize immediate warrants without probable cause or without any testimony or evidence to prove that that warrant should be served for a specific location, specific items, okay? But the problem is that they've openly skirted FISA, bypassed FISA, because it's like, again, an episode of 24, the clock's ticking and the terrorists are going to blow something up in 2 seconds and we've got to, you know, do this. So we found out, and this just came out a couple of months ago, that I believe something like 20,000 Americans were investigated for terrorism and they didn't have, other than Massawi, they didn't have one conviction.
And that was, what was the source of that story? Do you remember?
You can find it on mainstream media. I might even have it posted on one of my websites.
Mm-hmm.
It came out about 2 months ago. Big story.
And
this was basically under the auspice of FBI admits illegal wiretapping, or FBI admits illegal warrants for war on terrorism.
So,
look at that.
So, like, the FBI is almost acting like another NSA. It has that generalized power. It can then use computers on call.
Well, but it's bigger than that, too, Fred, because you have to remember now, everything's been centralized and consolidated. So this is what the intelligence czar is put in place to do, to be that capstone in the pyramid that oversees all of these intelligence agencies, whether they're domestic or whether they're international.
Mm-hmm.
And that way they can shut down anyone like John O'Neill or anyone like Colleen Rowley, anyone that might, you know, trip on their plans by accident and start trying to report it. So this is the umbrella that it's under. And, of course, they have to call the guy a czar and had to put one of the biggest war criminals ever, John Negroponte, as the first intelligence czar. But they're doing the same thing with the war on terror now, trying to put up another pyramid, another massive umbrella to oversee all military actions, again, so you don't have any dissenting opinions. You don't have anybody, any rogue agents that are actually trying to protect the American people. And if they continue centralizing in this fashion, we're not going to have anyone out there able to tell us what actually is going on in the intelligence world.
Well, I came up with the word super centralized, and by that I mean that it's centralization without the followers or the people that compose a group knowing or giving consent to that. In other words, it used to be you could have a centralization, but it was like by consent. Now you have a secret process called super centralization.
Well,
there is no
constitutional authority to put together these super bureaucracies.
That's right.
And I don't know, maybe someday someone will challenge them on this.
Yeah, well, I think maybe...
Not
maybe,
while they're getting paid, they're not.
Maybe if we got rid of the money that was flowing into them...
Exactly.
I think that could be the their Achilles heel.
Well, and there you hit the nail on the head, because the thing is, if you want to keep getting money at the NSA or keep getting money at the FBI or the CIA or for the intelligence czar or whatever, you've got to continue to justify your department, to justify your work, and the only way to do that is to find, you know, Fred and Philly as a terrorist, and that way they can receive adequate funding or similar funding or even more funding the next year. The same thing happens with advertisers. Every year, advertisers start calling people like me and wanting to spend money as fast as possible, because if they don't spend the budget from this year, they won't get the same budget for next year. And it does come down to this, and this kind of segues into the Don Imus story, because you've got people out there like Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. They've got to get out and make something out of nothing, or they can't keep getting the donation. So this works on a vast landscape throughout every NGO and every departmental bureaucracy, and they're all out there trying to justify their jobs, and that's why they're so easily used in a compartmentalized fashion to do the things they do.
Okay, well, I do have one question for you. This is slightly different. It has to do with this the Virginia Tech.
Quickly, because we're almost out of time. In a second.
What is a student visa that's called F1? Is that permanent or is it temporary? Have you heard of it?
I don't know.
Because there was a story that was taken off of Chicago Sun Times about the shooter. And it gave a completely different nationality.
Right, yep. And we're following up on that as well. The initial stories by Keith Olbermann and others conflicting to how the story ended up. But we are investigating that. Anybody out there have any reports on the truck out? I'd love to hear it if you do. 1-800-259-9231. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll come right back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Tuning in today, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. the biggest alternative radio show in the history of the world. And I am very, very honored to be in front of the microphone for Alex today. Alex will be back tomorrow with his original news and analysis you can't get anywhere else. Please get out and tell people about this network, the Genesis Network, the Alex Jones Show, and the great videos that Alex puts out that raises the standard. And the reason why you're seeing better and better videos and better explanations and documentaries about the trouble that we have here in this country and around the world is because Alex paved the way, and I truly believe that one of his videos and his work really helped me to wake up. So I'm just, you know, spreading the word the best I can in honor of Alex Jones, and I hope you do the same thing. All the videos are available at Infowars.com, folks. Go out and get Terror Storm. Contribute to the cause. I know, Alex, like myself, we don't ask for donations. We don't want you to have to pay the way for us. We give you a product in return for your investment, and that investment is immediately put back into the operation to continue to spread the truth, to keep the truth alive, and to set the truth free. I highly respect the work of Alex, and I hope everybody gets a Terror Storm, get several copies of Terror Storm, give them away as gifts. This is the really predominant work that proves the history of false flag terrorism, which sets up 9/11 almost perfectly. So please go out and get those films. Right now there's a great deal on America from Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo and Terror Storm. You can get the two-pack for a discount. You get Terror Storm for only $10 if you buy From Freedom to Fascism. Go to Infowars.com, get those films, and if not, you can give them a call. Operators are standing by. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Get those videos today. And check out all the t-shirts and the bumper stickers and the hats. That really opens up conversations. And even if you're kind of the shy type and you don't, you know, feel like you're comfortable with just going out and yelling at people or going out and being, you know, bold, just get the t-shirt and wear the t-shirt, and that will open up conversations. And you will be really surprised at how many people you never expected to believe what you believe or to be open-minded enough to listen to that information that will come up to you, comment on your t-shirt, and you might have a friend you didn't know you had. And this has certainly happened to us. I've got many examples of that. I also know Alex sells those Cato radios, and I can't tell you how much I love those, folks. They are absolutely amazing. You get shortwave, you can get micro FM stations on it, you can get things that you just can't get anywhere else. They're very inexpensive, they're durable. It's the best radio I've seen like this, the Cato radios. You can get those also by going to Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Call them now. Operators are standing by. Speaking of phone numbers, we have one for you. It is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Phone lines are open. We got a lot of news to cover, but let's hear from you today. Monday's a good day to do that. Again, Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Going back to the phones, we've got Don in Tennessee. Don, thank you for calling in. You're on the air.
Oh, Jack, thanks. You're doing an excellent job. My wife, first off, I'd initially like to thank WBCR Maryville for introducing me to Alex.
Yeah, thank you. And I want to thank WBCR. It was carried my show for years, allegedly. At least that's what I heard. But they're great people down there. And thank you for giving them that shout out.
Well, I listen over the internet now because I'm out of their range. But my wife works at the real UT, the one in Knoxville, okay. University of Tennessee.
Yes.
And she picked up a book that had been marked down about three or four times and marked down to a dollar. And the title of it is Go Directly to Jail, subtitled The Criminalization of Almost Everything.
Yeah, I've seen that. That's great work.
Have you seen
it? The great
it?
Harry Brown, man. He once ran for president for the Libertarian Party. He left this world about a year ago, was on this network. And I remember he sat in for me once. For my program, and he asked the question from the audience, and no one could answer this. And basically, the question was, what does government ever do for you? Have they ever done anything good for you? And then the second question is, and he went on to pontificate about, you know, how we all break the law every day, whether we know it or not. There's so many laws now, and that's why repeal and decentralize is the main crux of what we want to try to do here and what Ron Paul is all about, repeal and decentralize. And I just interrupted the heck out of you, and I'd like to bring you back to comment on this. But we're all lawbreakers because there's so many freaking laws. We can't not be lawbreakers. Here in Texas, they're trying to make you wear a helmet to ride your bicycle. They got to protect their investment. We'll come right back after this. Stay with us, Don.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetsmen.org.
Blood, you've got him. Jack Blood, your radio gun sitting in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be back tomorrow. In fact, I'll do better than that. Don, I got to put you back on hold, and everybody just hold for a caller. But we have Alex Jones with us right now. Alex, thank you for calling into the program. Everyone's looking forward to having you back tomorrow. I try to do a service, but there are mighty shoes to fill. I do the best I can to just get through the few hours, and I know everybody's anxious to have you back, but welcome back on the air.
Oh, no, Jack. Thank you for doing the show. I've, in fact, getting to listen to it at the beach last week, and now I'm out in Los Angeles on work. It was it's great to have you there. Thanks a lot. But
you taught me everything I know, so I'm trying to just okay. Display some of it on the show today. You want to talk about this this great truth action here over the weekend at Book People by the great group that has gathered here, and they really confronted Kerry for the first time. He said that. You wanted to play that clip and then comment on it?
Sure. Well, first to comment, yeah, a few weeks ago I saw in the local newspaper that he was going to be there, and I meant to mark that down for us to be there. I dropped the ball there, but so many of these guys come through Austin now, that it's impossible to confront them all. But I dropped the ball on that. But thank God the local 9/11.
I was up in Dallas over the weekend, Alex. I got to tell you the story, the harrowing story about how the police broke up our meeting up there in Dallas, your former hometown, here over the weekend, and dogged us for about 6 or 7 hours. It was it was harrowing. I think was
what was going on in Dallas.
We had a truth event up there, an art, political art show, where we mixed rap music with radical politics, and the police didn't take very kindly to that. Alex brought in the helicopters and multiple police cars, and it was very hard for us. I'm going to talk about it on my show. We don't have enough time to get into it now. Let's go ahead and play that clip if we can, John, and then we'll have Alex come back and give his analysis as well. This is, again, the clip of John Kerry being confronted by 9/11 truthers here in Austin just over the weekend. Go ahead and roll it.
A question I have for you. World Trade Center 7 was brought down on September 11th at 5:20 in the evening. The leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, Larry Silverstein, gave a public interview on PBS in 2002, and he said that they pulled that building, which is a demolition term for intentionally bringing down a building. This man made over $5 billion from those buildings' destruction. And I want to know if there was ever a formal investigation into Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, and his ties to this entire event.
I don't believe there's been a formal investigation. I haven't heard that. I don't know that. I do know that that wall, I remember, was in danger, and I think that they made a decision based on the danger that it had of destroying other things, that they did it in a controlled fashion. You know, he's part of the construction and reconstruction effort for the memorial and the use of the land, et cetera. There's been a long tug of war going on in New York. I am not following every aspect of it because it's not in my jurisdiction, so to speak. But I'll check on what the story is. I'll take a look at it based on what you've said. You're the first people anywhere in the country to call this to my attention.
Well, interestingly enough, the 9/11 Commission report does not even address World Trade Center 7 and the fact that it fell the way that
Let me find out about it. I don't know enough about it. It's not in our book, et cetera.
All right, and that's basically it. And then he goes on to try to plug his book. Alex, first of all, we got to commend these people for standing up and being bold.
And a fellow with a leaf blower came by. You know, when we saw that last night, we uploaded it. The guys came in to put that, Aaron and Rob put that up on the web last night. Is that the clip, the same clip that's up on PrisonPlanet.com?
Yes. In fact, I think we played it right from PrisonPlanet.com. Actually, there's a prior question by Michelle. Also, where she talks about Dr. Stephen Jones and his evidence, and Kerry promises he'll look into it. He goes in to say it's not his jurisdiction, but he'll take a look at it. He'll do us a big favor here. But that was the prime clip that I think people are talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to take much more of your time up, but going from memory last night, watching it a few times, you could argue that the clip has somewhat of an ambiguous tone to it.
Yeah.
I think it's important to be careful. But when he's talking about, they collapsed it so it wouldn't damage the wall. That's the legislary wall, is what they call that there. And, you know, they're talking about 7 in context there. So I think that most of the evidence, of course, we can all lawyer this all day, leans towards him indeed talking about 7, because the questions were about 7. And then he goes on to say, it was brought down so that it wouldn't damage the wall. Now, expanding out from there, the important thing to note is when a listener back in 2003, early 2003, might have been late 2002, I don't remember now, I think it was 2003, emailed us a video clip of Larry Silverstein saying that Building 7, they made the decision to pull it and watch the building come down. And the first few weeks, people said, what does he mean? Is he talking about 7? Or that's out of context. The point is they blew up Building 7. And, as you know, Jack, but I will definitely, I'm definitely going to watch that clip again when I get back to my hotel.
This is the thing. Webster Tarpley was talking about this here over the weekend and has been, talking about this just about everywhere he goes, that we got to get these guys on camera. We got to ask them the questions and we got to analyze what they say. And, he's a tricky guy, John Kerry. I mean, this is how they've been schooled. So I think there's enough there to analyze every word and really try to figure out what it means. If he is admitting that Building 7 was a controlled demolition and they had to pull it to save something, which which I kind of predicted years ago, then that needs to be the biggest story out on the web right now.
Well, yeah, exactly. They're kind of sneaking it in now, just kind of halfway out of the side of their mouth, going, yeah, yeah, to save their buildings. Yeah, yeah, we brought it down. You know, I've been debating people on national radio, you know, they'll say, okay, they got, you know, Al-Qaeda snuck bombs in there, or, okay, the government brought it down, you know, to save their buildings. But regardless, Building 7 is the key, and we need to now ask Kerry, and my office needs to call Kerry. We need to call, everybody needs to call Kerry's office, Senator's office, and say, what did you mean about this clip? And then email them the clip.
Yeah.
And say, we need a statement. What building are you talking about being collapsed? And I think that's the next step. Hey, Jack, thanks for sitting in on the show, and God bless you.
Yeah, thank you, Alex, and everybody will see you here on tomorrow on your program. You know, because this happens real time. I mean, this just happened the other day. We're trying to, you know, get a diagnostic on this. And again, you know, what we try to do on this program and what I try to do on my program and on this network is to give you, you know, documented facts, not go crazy and run with conspiracy theories. Certainly, we want to run with conspiracy facts. We want to debunk their conspiracies. So this is going to take some time, I think, to analyze this. And I think that was a great suggestion that Kerry needs to be called to the carpet. He needs to give us an official statement of some kind. His campaign people or his people somehow need to get to him. We need to get to him. We need to get him to clarify these statements. And who knows? Maybe we'll get him to say something else. This, of course, underscores the real aspect of this, that the citizens have now had enough. And they question these people directly. They're not afraid to put the hard questions to these people face to face. I mean, when you see this video, you'll see these people were literally, you know, 10, 15 feet away from Skull and Bones John Kerry asking him the most important questions. And I love when he says, no one's ever asked me that before. I've been stumping all over the country for years and no one has had the guts, okay, the cojones to bring that up until he got to Austin, Texas. So there you go. 1-800-259-9231. Remaining moments of the program. I got to go back to Don. Don called from Tennessee and made a great point about the government and the officials, the establishment, making us all into criminals. Don, I'll let you pick up from where you left off. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know that I mentioned this before, but this is actually copyrighted by the Cato Institute. You know, it's just so much right in our faces.
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. And this is what they're trying to train our children through the indoctrination centers known as public schools, where, look, of course, this, because of the VTEC shootings, I don't know who's getting the contract, Carlisle Group or somebody, to provide, you know, all the security and cameras and lockdowns and automatic computerized, you know, locking doors and all of this infrastructure. Which, of course, is going to make our children feel even more like criminals in the Bronx. We've been reporting this for years. I mean, your children have to go through metal detectors. There's cameras watching their every move. There's drug-sniffing and bomb-sniffing canine police walking through the halls. There's armed police walking through the halls. Now, while that might protect them from somebody like Cho, it conditions them to feel like criminals, and then once they graduate, of course, the indoctrination continues, the self-censorship continues, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, not wearing your seatbelt. I'm a guy who went to jail, L.A. County Jail, on a Friday night, and let me tell you, folks, that's no picnic, because I didn't have my seatbelt on. I'm a guy who's been arrested for jaywalking. I'm a guy who's been ticketed and arrested for skateboarding, okay? So, I mean, look, I assume that there's a big war on terror, and these guys should have something else to do than to make us all into criminals. So I can only come to the conclusion that they're doing this because they want us to feel like terrorists and criminals. All of the doctrine points to this. All of the Patriot Act, especially Section 802 of the Patriot Act, points to this. They're trying to make us a nation of criminals, and that's the final word on that. That's exactly what it is. Now, what do? We have to repeal and decentralize. That's my mantra. We have Matt Kazee calling in. Matt is the gentleman who was giving us on-the-ground reports from the VTEC shooting. He's just called in, unscheduled, and I hope has some breaking news for us. Matt, what's new? Matt Kazee. Yeah, what's new, Matt? What do you got?
Well, I, you know, not to overshadow the news, the news that you're all covering today is the most amazing news I've heard in quite some time. It's a quite amazing video there of John Kerry, but I wanted to let you know that I just posted a video up on Google Video. They're processing it right now of the flag raising and lowering ceremony. And this is the day after, and or during the aftermath. And I was shocked to find out, well, I thought that I would have to fight through the media to get there just to get a glimpse of it, and nobody was there. I was the only person that filmed it, one lone student. And I think it's important to show the healing process of the community. And I've got a small post on the cover of, on the front page of thetruthmovement.net explaining the circumstances as I walked down to film the video. And it is on Google Video right now, and I will be posting it on my website here in a few minutes. I just wanted to let you know that.
So what is the crux of the video? Give us the fine point.
It is the ROTC ceremony of raising the flag and lowering it to half-mast. Now, the problem I've had with CNN's coverage is pretty obvious to everybody. You know, they had somebody on there the other night saying that an expert, psychology expert, saying that the showing of the video over and over again and the pictures over and over again are actually energizing the copycats to come. And as this guy was telling this, CNN is actually showing the pictures and the video, and so it's kind of disgusting their coverage. And so when I went down there to film it, I live very close to the ROTC, I figured that the media would be there to cover it, and there wasn't a soul. No cameras at all. I was the only guy there with a camera. Mm-hmm. And I think that's fairly important.
Matt, do you find it odd that the mourner-in-chief, as I like to call him, and he's right on the ground for 9/11, he's right on the ground for this particular shooting, the shooting incident at VTech, but he fails somehow to go, you know, honor the bodies of the troops coming home from Iraq? I mean, these are all the issues that he's not mourning for, but he mourns for the big photo op, doesn't he? Never misses that, does he?
Oh, he's a grandstander. You know what? It's the only time he's ever had any kind of good ratings whatsoever. The only time is when there's a tragedy and he can speak like that. And, yeah, he shows up for that, and he showed up to sign autographs and
stuff.
Yeah,
I mean, here's a guy that skipped the funerals for the troops that he sent to Iraq. He sent to Iraq as the disaster.
Exactly.
Here's a guy that took his sweet time to get to the Katrina devastated New Orleans, which was directly his fault and his man's fault, yet he races to Virginia Tech with, you know, he just hustles down there in a way that is probably not even comparable to 9/11. I mean, to take advantage of this situation, I think that really is very revealing, Matt.
Absolutely. And I tell you, from being a local on the ground and watching the media circus show up and seeing how they handled themselves around the local restaurants, I know for a fact that Katie Couric got cussed out of the cellar.
Yeah.
I know for a fact that several others did, too, from the way that they were handling themselves. Now, here's a strange thing, Jack. When I watch it on TV, it almost looks believable. When I was actually there in front of them watching them give their reports, you can tell that they're complete actors. They don't even care.
Hey, man, well, I want to go back to how the people are reacting to Bush, but I'll tell you a quick anecdote. You know, when I was covering the 2004 Democratic National Convention, there was a big speech by Bill Clinton, and people were calling me on my cell phone going, I can't believe how great this guy is and how wonderful he is and how the audience just loves him. Well, they were running around with signs saying applaud, and they were instructing the audience to be, you know, jubilistic to receive this, which was part of the speech, and which I think what really got to people around the country. It was all staged. It was all phony. Now, let's go back to this. What do the people think about George Bush coming there and trying to exploit the deaths of their friends, their family, the students at VTech?
Well, you know, a lot of people are completely disgusted by CNN's coverage of the whole event. And I'm sure that there are plenty of people who are upset that Bush was coming. You know, when it first happened, I was telling people, he's going to be here, he's going to come. And everybody was saying, no, he won't. I think Blacksburg still hasn't realized how big this thing is. But concerning what you just said, I had two words, political subterfuge.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they do, and they'll take any advantage that they can to turn it into a bigger advantage.
Matt, your reports have gone around the world. Millions of people have heard the reports you've made on this very show, on this network. How is it going for you? Are you getting opposition for this? Are people upset with you? Are you getting any kind of threats at all? I mean, how is it going for you covering this?
I did. You know, I have had a couple of strange emails. I did read a few blogs. I probably shouldn't be reading them. One of them said that I would be toast before I made a TV interview. Another one said that I work for Alex Jones and that don't you think it's strange that he was there and this was going on, and you know, it's just
that sounds like
ridiculous.
A conspiracy theory, Matt.
Yeah, exactly. In the very blog that he posted that, he was knocking conspiracy theories. This guy doesn't have a clue that the number one crime charged in America is conspiracy. You say conspiracy in a courtroom, nobody even snickers. You say it in public, they laugh at you, they ridicule you, and you know, political subterfuge.
Matt Kazee with us. Matt, I know you won't say it. I'll say it for you. You're not going to back down, are you?
No, absolutely not. Our community is not going to back down. You know, we are a very strong community, and regardless of what anybody thinks out there, we're a peaceful community. We always have been. And for now, you know, I'm just ashamed that forever we will be known as the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Well, let me ask you this real quick, because, you know, I'm watching some sporting events, and people are kind of exploiting this. I don't know if they're honoring or exploiting it. I guess that's the question, wearing the VTech hats. And what do the people in your community think about this? Do they feel honored by that? Do they feel like they're memorialized by that? Or do they feel like people are maybe taking advantage of it?
You know, it changes from minute to minute. I would have to say that Professor Nikki Giovanni summed it up best. She is one of the professors who pulled us together after the Will Morva killings, and she has done an amazing job pulling us together again. And we are a proud community. You know, it's just going to take time to heal, Jack.
All right. Well, thanks for your reports, Matt. And you keep the faith. We got your back, man. We'll come right back after this final segment. Big finish on the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Way up, way up north, to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. North,
right, we're going to get right to it. Finish off the program today with your final comments. Time to put something on the record. We're going to have to go in rapid fire succession here. We got a lot of calls. I'm going to try to get everybody in, so we'll just let you talk. I won't even comment. We'll just go from one call to the next. Mike in Texas, thanks for calling. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Hey, I just want to comment briefly on how the media will deny, and everybody will deny, that something exists until a couple years later after the apparatus has been attached to our society. In particular, the Trans-Texas Corridor, they said it didn't exist a couple of years ago. Now listen to this teaser during a newscast, real briefly.
To put an end to new private toll roads in Texas, what this means for the Trans-Texas Corridor.
Tonight at 10.
Okay, that was during a telecast of ER. Did you get that?
I did.
I
saw a billboard the other day that said the Trans-Texas Corridor will help you evacuate in an orderly fashion. I think that's kind of the crux of the issue, or one of them.
Yeah, so everybody that gobbles up the mainstream media as gospel, to realize what a steaming pile of BS it is.
You're preaching to the choir, brother, man. I think most people listening to this show know that. Trent in Texas, quickly. Trent, put something on the record.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a very quick comment on how it seems like the local churches these days have a lot more money, and they have the big flashy signs. It almost seems like they're trying to set us up for more of like a mental religious war. And on that, I have one more point. I just wanted to point out the new Xbox is called the Xbox Elite, and I've noticed their ads are now asking kids if they are elitists. And I thought that was pretty interesting.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Ken in Boston. Ken, thank you for calling in. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Doing a great job, Jack. It's been a pleasure listening to you for the past couple days. I just wanted to go over a couple quick things here. Outrageous that Cho's roommates say they did not recognize him from the film package sent to NBC. That's April 18th on MSNBC, 10:13 p.m., multiple reports of multiple shooters. What happened to that? I actually saw a girl say she said three or four shooters. Ballistics confirming that Cho was the one in less than 24 hours. How does that happen? And where and who is that guy that was arrested and shown pretty much everywhere? I heard
the Chinese national.
What's that?
The Chinese national you refer to?
Yes. You know what? I heard myself while I was watching this that, and I think it was CNN, I could be mistaken, but I think CNN, reporter said, oh, that's one of our people who got too close. And, you know, these people...
Isn't it amazing? I mean, this, of course, happened in 9/11. The initial reports and the evolving reports as they shape the cover story, and we're witnesses to it all. And because we're info warriors, we tape it and we're able to investigate some of the things that they said. That's the best part about what we do. And we love guys like you. And I love Boston, man. That's one of my former hometowns. Thank you for the call, Ken. Good call. James in D.C., you'll have the final comment on the program today. You are our tail gunner. You got about a minute. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was calling to comment on this new video game. I think it's coming out in about a week and a half, called 9/11 First Responders. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't. Tell us about it quickly.
Man, I mean, I just can't believe they're going to allow something like that to come out. I mean, what is the video game? You know, I mean, is it going to be something where these guys are fighting for their breath? Because that's basically what most first responders are doing.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, we used to, you know, play Army in the Woods or whatever. This is the Technotronic era, as the Big New Brzezinski has called it, that will be ruled by a few elites unrestrained by morals. I think that's the answer to the question. Thank you for listening, folks. We're going to come back here in about 6 minutes. I'm going to cover the Yeltsin death. That's the big news story this week, that association with the JFK assassination. We also have David Ray Griffin joining us, folks. Thank you for tuning in. Alex will be back tomorrow. Remember, folks, get out there.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.